بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. اذا شارف له الشيخ اول رومي وقت تبريد دوره حضرت شاه حکیم محمد اقتصاد رحمت الله تعالی علیه. حضرت کا شاد ہے، پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد محبت لیے ہوئے، پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد محبت لیے ہوئے، ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے، ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے، باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے، باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے، مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے، مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے، عارف ہے دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے، عارف ہے دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے، باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے، صحراؤں میں کبھی کبھی دامان کوہ میں، صحراؤں میں کبھی کبھی دامان کوہ میں، پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد محبت لیے ہوئے، ظاہر میں اہل دل گو حسرت لیے ہوئے، ایک قلب شکستہ کے اور آہو فغاں کے ساتھ، ایک قلب شکستہ کے اور آہو فغاں کے ساتھ، میں چل رہا ہوں مشعلِ سنت لیے ہوئے، میں چل رہا ہوں مشعلِ سنت لیے ہوئے، روئے زمین پہ جو بھی ہے عہد وفا کے ساتھ، روئے زمین پہ جو بھی ہے عہد وفا کے ساتھ، وہ ہر نفس ہے سایہ رحمت لیے ہوئے، وہ ہر نفس ہے سایہ رحمت لیے ہوئے، وہ بے وفا کے نفس کا اپنے ہوا غلام، جو بے وفا کے نفس کا اپنے ہوا غلام، جیتا ہے سر پہ سینکڑوں لعنت لیے ہوئے، جیتا ہے سر پہ سینکڑوں لعنت لیے ہوئے، اپنے تو کیا ہے غیر بھی کرتا ہے احترام، اپنے تو کیا ہے غیر بھی کرتا ہے احترام، چہرے پہ جو ہے داڑھی کی زینت لیے ہوئے، چہرے پہ جو ہے داڑھی کی سنت لیے ہوئے، ایک میر خستہ حال بھی اختر کے ساتھ ہے، ایک میر خستہ حال بھی اختر کے ساتھ ہے، گزرے ہے خوب عشق کی لذت لیے ہوئے، گزرے ہے خوب عشق کی لذت لیے ہوئے، مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے، عارف ہے دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے، ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے، باطن مگل ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے، پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد محبت لیے ہوئے۔
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين۔ صدق اللہ المولان العظیم۔ دسوں پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد محبت لیے ہوئے، آئی ایم ٹریولنگ وتھ دا گریٹ لو آف اللہ تعالی ان مائی ہارٹ۔ حضرت سیکس دا پیپل ہو ہیو دا لو آف اللہ تعالی، اینڈ اللہ حضرت ٹریولڈ ان آرڈر ٹو اسپریڈ دا لو آف اللہ تعالی۔ یہ اٹ از ریٹن دیٹ دس پوم واز ریٹن دس اشعار in England in Batley on the 6th of September 1994. So Hazrat traveled the world in order to spread the love of Allah Tabarak wa Taala and to find the lovers of Allah Taala. Zahir mein ahle dil hai go hasrat liye hue, outwardly it might seem that the people who are the lovers of Allah, who are ahle dil, that they are in a sorrowful state. As far as dunya is concerned, they are not having parties, big banquets, all big parties, etc., all the lights and the glamour of this dunya. They live a simple, straightforward life. So it seems that they are living a life of sorrow outwardly, a life of difficulty, hardship. Baatin magar hai, daulat nisbat liye hue. But in the inside, they are such that they are connected with Allah Ta'ala. And a person who has got the connection of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has given him every treasure. Because whatever treasure there is in the world, it is from Allah Ta'ala. Whether it's beauty, whether it's joy, whether it's riches, whatever it is, the sum total of all the wealth of this dunya also is to make one feel happy. And Allah gives you that happiness without the things of this dunya. Outwardly you seem to be a poor person, you haven't got anything. But what happiness that person has got in his heart, that only he knows, Allah Ta'ala knows. So this is the condition of this people. Mana ke meer gulshan-e-jannat to dur hai. Hazrat says, we accept that the garden of Jannat is still far. A person has to live his whole life of this dunya, then the very long life of the qabr, then the very long life of the day of Qiyamah, and then after that decision will be made for Jannat. May Allah in His infinite mercy grant us all the Muslims, Allah grant us Jannat. So it's a long way still, it's still far away. Arif hai dil mein khaliq Jannat liye hue. But the person who is an Arif, who has recognized Allah Ta'ala, that person has got the creator of Jannat in his heart right now already. So Jannat is beautiful, very, very beautiful, very desirous. May Allah bless us all with it. But the creator of Jannat, how beautiful is not Allah Ta'ala? When Jannat will be so enjoyable, Jannat is so beautiful, then the creator, the maker of it, how beautiful isn't he? And to have Jannat, and it's a long way still. But to get Allah Ta'ala, and a person who has recognized Allah, and Allah has come in his heart, then that person has already got the creator of Jannat. So how fortunate is not that person? If we take an example, a person has got a soap factory, and is producing 10,000 cakes of soap a day, for example. So what is the comparison of one cake of soap to that owner, who every day is producing 10,000 cakes of soap? Over the month, 300,000 cakes of soap. And plus that, he's got a candle factory also. Plus that, he's got some filling stations also. He's got blocks of flats also. He's got supermarkets also. All that a person sees, and maybe more water comes in his mouth. But that owner of it, he is the owner of all that. So Jannat is so beautiful, but the creator of Jannat, the owner of Jannat, how beautiful is he not? So if a person has found Allah, he has got much more enjoyment than Jannat itself also. For this reason also, in Jannat, when the people of Jannat will go and make ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala, then not only will they realize that Allah is superior to Jannat, but they will completely forget Jannat also. That Jannat also is nothing to them. So great and so beautiful, so magnificent is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And a person who has found Allah in this life already, yeah, he has found Allah. When he makes namaz, Allah is in his heart and his thoughts. When he's eating and he sees that food also, maybe simple dar. Our buzurg, they used to eat the simple dar. But with what release they should eat it. What enjoyment. And that it is from Allah. And that food also is musawwamatan. Dane dane par khane wale ke naam likhe hue hote hai. On every grain, the eater's name. In other words, it has come specially for you. And on every drop of water, that Allah has sent it exclusively, directly for you. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh was having once meal with the postmaster, top person. So one morsel of food fell out of the plate. So Hazrat told him, pick it up, clean it, eat it. So he said, that's beyond me. That my position doesn't allow I can eat something that has fallen out of the plate. So see Allah wala how they make tarbiyat also. So Allah Hazrat said, if the minister of post and telegraph, if he has to send you a chocolate and one piece of the chocolate falls down, then won't you pick it up and eat it? He said, definitely I will. Who send it? The minister of post and telegraph. He has given me this honor. In fact, I will even keep the wrapper of the chocolate. And I will leave it for my children and for the in my progeny. They must see who their grandfather was, what his position was. So then Hazrat told him that that food, Allah Rabbul Izzat, the King of the world, he has sent that food specially for you. So in that way he understood. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to understand this. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was eating. And one chickpeas, chana, it fell down, rolled away. So Hazrat looked for it, he couldn't find it. The neighborhood's children was there around, he told them to look for it. They looked for it, they found it. Hazrat cleaned it and ate it. When he went to the khanqah, then he explained to the people this happened. And he asked them, do you know why I took so much trouble? They asked why. He said, for that one chickpeas, how many creations of Allah worked on it? The sun, the moon, the wind, drops of water, the sand, how many people, for those people, all their needs and everything, for it to reach me, how many trucks, how many roads, how many, all paperwork, etc. So what a great thing for that one. So if we also can recognize Allah Ta'ala, then our wastage, there won't be any sign of wastage. We'll appreciate every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Sehra ho me kabhi, kabhi daamne koh mein. Hazrat says, sometimes in the jungles and sometimes at the foot of the mountains, I go around everywhere looking for my Allah Ta'ala. Phirta hu dil mein darde muhabbat liye hue. I go all these places with this love of Allah Ta'ala and to see the creation and the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what a person, we have come in this world to find Allah Ta'ala. And when we have found Allah, it's just natural that you fall head over heels in love with Allah. Allah who has been so kind, who has given me my existence. If a person thinks of this properly, my eyes Allah has given me and free of charge. Today just a little procedure of the eye, we know what anxiety it caused, we know how much money it will cost. What and what thing? Just a little bit something in the nose, in the throat, Allah save us all. In the ear, Allah gave us perfect eyes, ears, nose, throat, heart, liver, kidneys, what and what didn't. So a person, how can the al-insanu abdul ihsan? Insan is the slave of a person who makes ihsan on you, who showers his favors on you. And if we just have to think of the favors of Allah, and this is the reality of Iman, the core of Iman, that we realize from the bottom of our heart, Allah alone is the, who has given us our existence. He alone is sustaining us and giving us all our needs and everything. How great is not Allah Ta'ala. So when a person finds Allah Ta'ala like this, he will love Allah. And when you love Allah, and you know Allah is the one in the past who has done everything for you, presently and in the future, then you just want to be obedient to Allah, and just for the pleasure of Allah. Just to make Allah Ta'ala happy. May Allah bring us to that stage. Normally we make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, as Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, Na'uzu Billah, we treat Allah Ta'ala like a waiter in a restaurant. Bring this for me, bring that for me, bring that for me. In other words, Allah must just make us happy all the time. And how many people also say when they're in some difficulty, what does Allah get in causing this difficulty? Why must Allah do this to me? So Allah sees to our needs. We make dua, we must make dua, we ask Allah, but basically we must do everything just to please Allah. Just that Allah Ta'ala is happy, not for our nafs sake, not that we go and suffer, we read the dua for protection. Fair, no problem, we are told, but basically we should be doing it, because the sunnat, Allah loves my banda, is putting his trust in me. But we want something back again. Everything we do, we give some charity also, that Allah must give us barakat in our rozi, that Allah must protect us. It is allowed, it is fair, there is no doubt. But a person who can come to that is doing it just for the pleasure of Allah, what Allah will give him, we cannot imagine. Not only will Allah give him barakat and all that, but what happiness and joy Allah will put in his heart. Ek qalb shikasta ke aur aah o fugha ke saath, with a broken heart and with the sighs to Allah Ta'ala, crying to Allah, pleading with Allah Ta'ala, and with a broken heart. Allah says, who's got a broken heart. In other words, you had a lot of desires of doing things which are haram also, even things which are permissible, but you didn't do it for Allah's pleasure. You broke your heart, you didn't do that. To sleep at night, to be with your wife, sleep with her in your arms, 100% permissible, but you gave that up to be on the musalla, to be in tahajjud and crying to Allah Ta'ala. Does not Allah see all this? So I broke my heart for the pleasure of Allah. I also wanted to sleep at night. Sleep was so sweet and so enjoyable, but I woke up and I'm crying to Allah Ta'ala. So a person with that broken heart and pleading to Allah Ta'ala, Main chal raha hu, mash'ale sunnat liye huye. I'm walking towards Allah and with the light of sunnat. Another very important thing Hazrat has stressed here, that many people who become very pious also, jahil, sufis, they do a lot of ibadat also, but then they do many things which are contrary to sunnat. So Hazrat says, all this and keeping sunnat in mind. And sunnat itself is such a great ibadat. When a person brings sunnat, and if he brings it not only in his life, but with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my Nabi's tariqah. And he hates every other way of life besides Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's life. This is a very great and high stage also, that he has following and loving the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ru'e zameen pe jo bhi hai ehde wafa ke saath, on the surface of the whole world, whoever there is who is loyal to Allah. Allah asked us all, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your sustainer, your creator, your nourisher? Am I not everything of yours? We all said yes. When we came in this dunya, Allah Ta'ala camouflaged that. And he just put an outward cover over it of our shops, our homes, all the things of this dunya, etc. Now those who are still loyal to Allah and realize Allah is my creator, Allah is my sustainer, and he has full tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. There were so many, especially ulama in the past, whole life they lived, they didn't own a motor car. They didn't own a house. They didn't have anything. Today it is we are worried of, I must secure my family. I must secure each child of mine. All those worries we have, they had nothing. And they left, and all the children grew up, and all the children are living comfortable lives. That tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. If a person develops that full trust on Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is the doer. He has promised to look after, and he will definitely do everything. Such a person who lives loyal like this, wo har nafas hai, saaye rahmat liye hue. Every breath of his is in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That is a great thing. May Allah bless us with that tawakkul on Allah, that we don't worry. We worry of ourselves. Old age will come. What will I do? I must make some investment. And this is all the teachings of the way of the dunya people. They put this all into our minds. What will you do? If you ever, may Allah save us, but an insurance broker, if he comes to you, and how he puts his case in front of you, you can meet up with an accident, you can become paralyzed. How are you going to look after, support yourself, your family? All those be-imani talks. But today we regard that as rosy talks. Yeah. And when a person talks of iman, that Allah will protect you, Allah is there, Allah will look after you, Allah is looking after the entire creation, how can't he look after you? He'll definitely look. He'll look after your children, your progeny. Perhaps all of us sitting here, we can remember perhaps how our parents were poor, or grandparents, if they told us their story, what their condition was, how they brought up the children, and families that time, not two, three children, but 8, 10, 12, 15 children in a house, and all eating out of one pot, one breadwinner. There weren't all so many breadwinners, only the one the father used to work. He had his little shop or something, and everyone ate from there, and everyone grew up, and they in turn had so many children. So that tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. So a person who brings that within him, and this is when we hear this imani talk, and we contemplate and think of this iman, then Allah, and we bring this into our lives, every moment of our lives, it is full with the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. That person hasn't got material things, but how rich is he? He is inside. May Allah bless us with these treasures and to work towards getting these true values in our heart. Jo be wafa ke nafs ka apne hua ghulam. And that those people who were disloyal to Allah and they became slaves of their nafs. Nafs tells us all this. Fulfill this desire, fulfill that desire. You must have this comfort, you must have that comfort. You must earn like this, you must earn like that. You must see to this one. That person who lives according to the dictates of his nafs and just wants to fulfill the desires and demands of his nafs, jeeta hai sar pe sankro laanat liye hue. He is living a life with scores of curses upon his head all the time. The other person who trusts in Allah and became the slave of Allah, he is living with Allah's rahmat in this dunya every second, every moment. Allah's rahmat is upon him. And that person who is disloyal to Allah, who doesn't trust Allah that Allah will look after me, Allah will look after my family, he is living with scores of lanat and curses upon his head. May Allah save us and take us out of the slavery of our nafs. Today, unfortunately, perhaps most of us, all of us, we just want to satisfy our nafs, make our nafs happy. Forget the ego, that is still even worse. But just we are working all just to make our nafs happy, that we must be content, we must be satisfied, my needs must be fulfilled, everything. One lady told one time, she became a bit handicapped. She said, as long as we can work and we serve the husband and do all his work, then we are worthwhile. When we can't now, we have become handicapped. Now nobody cares about us also. Mm-hmm. So that is what this dunya is. That we just want to use everyone for our benefit. We perhaps claim a lot of life, a love for the wife also, wife for the husband. But all that, as long as you are satisfying the needs, etc. The day you can't do it, then there isn't that love anymore. Then you become a burden. And eventually, not long, people show it that you're a burden upon us now. So it is only Allah who will look after a person. So may Allah bless us with that qualities of iman. اپنے تو کیا ہے غیر بھی کرتا ہے احترام. حضرت says not only your own people but others will also show you great respect and honor. چہرہ پہ جو ہے داری کی زینت لیے ہوئے. A person who has got sunnat in his life, he's got his beard, sunnat beard on his face, other people also respect you. Hazrat says one time they were travelling in a bus, one person told Hazrat, and the bus was full, there were people who were standing, etc. So they saw somebody with a beard, so somebody got up and gave him the seat, sit down. Another man was standing there, much older than that person with the beard. So he told him, I'm such an old man, you didn't give me the seat and you gave it to this young man. He says, you look like my son. Without the beard, no beard on your face, you look like my son. This looks like a respectable elderly person. So I gave him the seat. So if a person practices on sunnah, and there are how many cases where non-Muslims also respect this so much. Yeah, there are those people who are very anti-Muslim and that, and they say any Islamic sign in you, then they treat you very badly. But there are many, many, just because of the Islamic dress, the skurta, the topi, the beard, what great respect they have for that person. Ek meer khasta hal bhi akhtar ke saath hai. Hazrat say, Mir Sahib is also at Hazrat, and he's also just, and Hazrat Mir Sahib was a BA graduate. But how he lived with Hazrat, he hardly had, forget a house, not even a room of his own. He hardly had a cupboard, hardly a suitcase, nothing whatsoever. He just lived his whole life like that. And he was just in the khidmat of Hazrat all the time. Guzre hai khub, ishq-e lazzat liye huye. And he lived his life enjoying with the love of Allah Ta'ala. Just all the time in the love of Allah, he spent his whole life. No wife, no children, no, he had nothing whatsoever. We saw over and over, his room was just, there were just curtains. He should just pull the curtains, and that also late, he should sleep at night, up again early. And just that little while, that little curtains and that. No privacy also. Nothing he had. He shouldn't earn also anything. Nothing. Just living with his sheikh like that in the love of Allah. What a position. And what won't Allah Ta'ala give on that? May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hazrat Wala, Arif Billah ka kalam. Zindagi meri paabandh sunnat rahe. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا، عاشقوں میں تیرا نام لکھ جائے گا، اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے، اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے، تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا، تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا، اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے، اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے، میر بس میرے دل، میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، روز و شب قلب اختر کی یہ ہے دعا، روز و شب قلب اختر کی کیا تھی دعا، میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے، میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے، سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. Oh Allah, make it such that my whole life I follow the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From morning to night, from birth to death, every step that I follow sunnahs. May Allah, and these are great lessons. If we take just one lesson, we have achieved great success. And so many other lessons Hazrat has taught us here. Just the love of sunnah comes into our heart, the desire of sunnah, and we start following sunnah, that person is kamran, is successful. Bas mere dil mein teri muhabbat rahe. Oh Allah, bless me that in my heart I only have your love. Not even the love of my nafs, of myself. I have the love of Allah, not my wife, children. We have that love, but more the love of Allah Ta'ala. And then we try and increase the love of Allah Ta'ala. Because our wives, they are wives, our children, they did not create us. They don't sustain us. They cook, they give the food, but that food, they don't make that food. They are not the creators of that food. It's only Allah Ta'ala. And they have been used. We appreciate that also. The same way, the husband, he is not supporting his wife. Allah is the support. How many husbands have passed away? The wives haven't died. They're still living. And many cases, the wives are more happier. The husband is dead now, less problems we got now. And she's still living, everything is carrying on in the whole world. So Allah is the one, if we can have His love in our heart. Zindagi meri paabande sunnat rahe. Oh Allah, let my life be according to sunnat. It's a very, very great thing if we get sunnat into our lives and the reality of sunnat that this is the way of my Nabi and this is the only way of success. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Samne aisa khauf qiyamat rahe. And oh Allah, let me have such a fear of the day of qiyamah. One buzurg says, you people fear making gunas. I fear kufr. that nobody has got a guarantee of anything. And on the day of Qiyamah, what a day it will be. And a person just thinks of that a little bit, and how he will have to, the accountability on the day of Qiyamah. So that fear must be in front of a person so much. Sab gunaho se meri hifazat rahe, so that I protect myself from every sin. That I think, what will be that terrible day? I'll be questioned about this, about, and in front of everyone I will be questioned. Then a person, what fear he will have, so that you can keep away from all gunas. May Allah bless us with these realities. May jahan bhi rahun, jis siva mein rahun, wherever I am, in whichever air I am flying, in whichever environment I am, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Oh Allah, let my taqwa be always 100% intact. One friend of us told, for business he has to travel a lot, and he has to sleep in hotels, and terrible things can happen also in the hotel. But he says, Allah protects me. So whether you are alone, you are traveling, you are in a hotel, you are in some town, some city, where there is a lot of evil, everything, but you protect yourself. You are wherever you are traveling, in the aeroplane, wherever you are, and all, whatever temptations, but you protect yourself. So this is also a dua that we have to make, that Ya Allah, wherever I am, whatever condition, and especially in your youth, and when you are a youngster, and you have got money also, then you, Allah, protect a person. And so wherever I am, oh Allah, let my taqwa be salamat, let me not break my taqwa. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. Oh Allah, let me hate the whole world. By world here is meant all the haram things, all the things that make us unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever sports, entertainment which makes a person unmindful of Allah. Otherwise, other things of dunya, masjid is not dunya. Your car which you travel with to come to the house of Allah is not dunya. The money you use to spend in the path of Allah, that's not dunya. Dunya is that which makes you unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. So, oh Allah, let me have the hatred of all those of the dunya, all those things that make me unmindful of you. Bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. Oh Allah, just let the enjoyment of your name be in my heart. Give me the enjoyment of the taking your name. And fortunate is that person who enjoys taking the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe. Oh Allah, let in my heart be the pain of your love. Like if a thorn has we got pricked with a thorn, and you tried and pull it out, but it broke. And now that other half or quarter, whatever, is inside. So in my heart, which is the most delicate material that is made of the whole body, the heart is the most delicate. So, oh Allah, let the thorn of your love be broken in my heart. That that love of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I'm tarbeen, I'm restless like a fish out of water. Like a bird in a cage, a free bird, you put it, it's flying around, it just wants to get out. Oh Allah, put your love like that in my heart. May Allah bless us with this here. And that is really why we are coming here, why we are talking and listening, so that Allah blesses us with that love of Allah Ta'ala. Meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. And oh Allah, this dunya of love of mine for you, oh Allah, let that remain always intact. Let it never be destroyed. And it gets destroyed with gunas. This love of Allah, this enjoyment by committing sins, then a person loses the love of Allah Ta'ala. So, oh Allah, save me from all types of sin, all types of things that lead to sin. All types of things that make me unmindful of you. Too much engagement even with the children, and we forget namaz time also. Or so much sleeping, we oversleep namaz times also. All the things, sports, entertainment, all the things that a person, oh Allah, save me from that, so that my love for you always increases. Aashiqo mein mera naam likh jayega. My name will be also written in the list of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. When will this happen? اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے. When a person on his amal, not on his sins, even the good deeds, but he saw what kind of namaz I made, what kind of zikr I made all the time, Allah loves that person. That who does good, he tries to do it perfect, but he still says, Ya Allah, I couldn't do it. At the end of namaz, you tried, the beginning of namaz, you made niyat, I'm going to read a perfect namaz. Namaz full of concentration of Allah Ta'ala. But as soon as you just started, Subhanakallahumma, and there your mind went, you hardly realize. When you are making salam, you realize. And sometimes after salam, sometimes not even then. So we had realized that, Ya Allah, my amal, what kind? So a person who's got this nadamat, sorrow on his good deeds, Allah loves that. And a person who hardly makes really any ibadat, and pride comes in him. That I'm like this and I'm like that, that person is in a dangerous position. But a person who has got the sorrow, that person is very close to Allah Ta'ala. Teri marzi par har arzu ho fida. O Allah, for your pleasure, let me sacrifice every desire of mine. This is also not easy. May Allah bless us. That just to make Allah happy, whatever our desires are, like for example, sleep, and you are enjoying, you're seeing the time, it's time to get up, 5 minutes done. And before you know what, perhaps Fajr is gone also. So that you sacrifice your desires just for the pleasure of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Or dil mein bhi uski na hasrat rahe. And when I sacrifice my pleasures for you, O Allah, in my heart I'm not sorry about it. That woman that was there, I didn't look at her for Allah. Afterwards I said, I won't get a chance again. Such a woman, but I won't get a chance to see again. But no sorrow, I'm happy. Allah saved me. I did not look at all whatsoever. No matter what the temptation was, I did not look at all. Meer bas dil mein darde muhabbat rahe. Allah says, Hazrat says, that only let the pain of the love of Allah be in the heart all the, and this is continuous mujahada and jihad akbar. That in the heart, this love of Allah Ta'ala, because the love in the heart inclines to all material things, all dunya things, all sins, etc. But only the love of Allah Ta'ala. Meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. And my dunya of the love of Allah, that remains peace and intact all the time. Roz o shab qalbe akhtar ki hai ye dua. Hazrat says, continuously I make this dua. Day and night, this is my dua, and this is a dua we all have to make. Mere maula, meri istiqamat rahe. Oh Allah, give me istiqamat. Give me that in everything, I always, not today I'm a big Sufi, tomorrow I'm a big shaitan. Or during the year I'm a big Sufi, I go for holiday, I become a big shaitan. No, all the time istiqamat. 5 times namaz, all the time, whether we are at home, whether we are traveling, my namaz is on time, my tilawat, my zikr, everything I do properly all the time, istiqamat all the time, al istiqamatu fawqa alfa karama. More than thousands of karamat, istiqamat is the greatest thing. May Allah bless us with these realities, and by the barakat of Hazrat and these beautiful ash'ar and what bayans they are given in here, may Allah let us take this to heart and try and bring these things into our lives, the sunnahs, etc., the love of Allah Ta'ala. Let us work towards this, and whatever we see, take a lesson from everything. Whether the food we eat, when we go and sleep at night, Ya Allah, you gave me this peaceful bedroom here. You gave me this bed here. How many people haven't got a place to, they haven't got a pillow. They haven't got a bed. Ya Allah, you gave me all this. You go to toilet. Ya Allah, who gave me this toilet? Nice, clean toilet you have got. How many people haven't got a toilet also? Oh, the toilet is dirty, it's filthy, etc. Whatever that we are breathing in air, what ni'mats of Allah. Every moment, billions of Allah's ni'mats we cannot imagine. So we make shukr to Allah and we gain the ma'rifat of Allah. When we go and sleep, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. With your name, O Allah, I'm dying now. And I will wake up with your name. In the morning, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi Ahyana. Oh Allah, it is you who gave us life again. Otherwise, we were out of our control. We were fast asleep. And we were out of our control, you gave us life again. Oh, every dua, sunnat duas, they are enough to make a person a great wali, an arif of Allah Ta'ala. If we read them, and we read them with the meaning, and we really what from our heart, a person will become a wali of Allah, just by the duas of the various occasions. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshaAllah.
And the zikr that we make, let us also make it with the concentration and devotion. Zikr period is not a sleeping period. Zikr period is not one for entertainment or to make our nafs happy, but for the reality of the zikr of the name of Allah to come into us.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل مراه جائك مدانه توهتوه 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 اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل دردِ دل ہو دردِ دل ہو دردِ دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر سارے خبروں سے مجھ کو إلهي رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بھروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی، جنوں انسوں حوروں ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین، کو مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس آدم آخر ود زبائے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، نعرہ مستانا خوش میائدم تا ابد جانا چنیمی بائدم، اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شانہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، آرا جز آسما ہمدم نبود، راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود، اللہ 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 اللہ، نام لیتے ہی نشہ سا چھا گیا ذکر میں تاثیر دور جام، اللہ 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 اللہ، ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی، اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی، اللہ 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 اللہ، اے خدا ہی بندہ را رسوا مکن، کر بدھم من سر من پیدا مکن، اللہ 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 جل جلالہ وتعالی شانہ،
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، انشاءاللہ tomorrow morning after the Fajr Salah the program taking place and then inshallah at 10 o'clock the program will take place. Inshallah we'll be having a mashwara regarding the Islahi Jalsa and so we humbly request all the brothers inshallah by 10 o'clock sharp to be in the masjid proper, so inshallah we can start the mashwara on time inshallah. And as a reminder also, the next month on the 4th, 5th and 6th of Jamaad al-Ula, Jamaat al-Ukhra, it is 3rd, 4th and 5th of March will be our Islahi Jalsa. So we humbly request all the brothers to make dua especially for it, to make sure we avail ourselves and come for the program and to bring as many other brothers as possible to them.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa al-Aqibatu al-Muttaqeen wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wa al-mursaleen sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina wa mulana Muhammadi wa ala al-Islam ajma'in. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى، اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك، اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا جاهد الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أكررت أعين أهل الدنيا من دنياهم فأكرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم نسألك رضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النذر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك ونعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مذلة. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من عبسا. اللهم قنا من فتنة الدنيا ومن شر فتنة النساء. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وهوذا لنا موردا. اللهم اشرنا في زمرتي واستعملناها بسنتي وتوفنا على ملتي واجعلنا من حزبه. اللهم اجعلنا من رفقاء من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان وهل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا في كل مكان وغالبهم على عدوك وعدوهم وثبت الخلافة الحقانية في جميع العالم. اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا. اللهم احيي الدين كله في العالم كله إلى يوم القيامة واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم اهدي الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم نسألك من الخير كله عاجل وآجل ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجل وآجل ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربانا صغيرا. اللهم اشف مرضانا واخف موتانا. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء والسنتنا من الكذب وعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.